If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Bertrand will swing by to say hi. Steve Bertrand is leaving. He's retiring today. What you say? How can that be? Friendships don't retire. They don't just up and go away. And yet, to you, the WGN radio listener, that's what it feels like. His warm voice, his calm, smart, and witty take will no longer populate your kitchen and bedroom and buds and car. Steve is on your phone and computer and smart speaker. Boy, talk about a smart speaker. So I feel your pain. I'm losing my radio friend, too. And the flesh and blood one as well, the one that walks around here in muted earth tones and sensible shoes, won't grace the airwaves or our hallways of WGN radio anymore. But I want to quote my mom here. When my brother went away to college and my dad was loping around the house sad, my mom said to my father about his favorite son, "He's not dead, he's in Iowa." And that's where Steve is going to the Iowa of our northern suburbs, Deerfield. Not far away, connected, but removed enough from the pressure of the city and Steve's job of reporting its news, which is what Mr. Bertrand has done so well for so long. Steve is a great writer and reporter and reader of the news, but my favorite thing he does, that thing that I think I'll miss the most, is when I'm saying something, maybe chatting with Lisa Dent, and he'll turn on his microphone and add a word or a few. When Steve Bertrand includes himself in your conversation gets better. And for me, it has always felt like a little validation that he will further a point I'm making or tease me, that he'll say, "Well, this is some talking I want to be part of." Well, that's always made me feel good. And I'll bet you felt the same way, too. I know Lisa does. Kathy and Judy did. We all do here. So why is he retiring? Well, he's 87. So it's time. He walks around here in patched sweaters, muttering about the 85 Bears. It's time. It's time for Steve to enjoy life in a different way. Don't we all want that for our friends? At 60, he's got a lot of traveling to do. And this business of thinking about the news and measuring the truth, the words, the cadence, it's draining. Meanwhile, he's got a lovely and funny wife. Sharon's a lot more fun than Steve is. And two daughters who love their father very much. One lives 12 time zones away. His side hustle will be a full-time job should he choose. SteveBertrandTravel.com. I imagine Steve will cook even more and continue sending pictures of that to Kevin Powell and me. I hope he does. And back here at WGN Radio, we'll be fine. This living, breathing, 100-year-old radio station with the heart will keep beating. There's a new generation of voices in our newsroom. Our producer corps is full of younger and varied talents. Lisa and Bob and John Hansen and John Landecker and me, John Williams, and other people named John and people not named John will keep plugging away to entertain and inform you. We'll just have to do it without one of the city's tallest and most talented talkers ever. So I've written a haiku. Steve's one-time partners, Kathy and Judy, used to encourage this sort of thing about this very moment. That tall and clear-eyed gave him perspective to know it's his turn and time. And so Steve will pop in after the news and the Speed Jokes replay when we do our usual chat with Lisa Dent. And Bob, you actually spend more time with Steve every day than I do.
I've spent more time with Steve than I have my entire life, even though I've known him close to 30 years. Yeah. I first came in here as an intern, and he had been here about 10 years. And he was, first of all, very welcoming. But to talk to him in the way that he presents news, Steve does not sound like an announcer. He sounds like a person. And there's an art to that. And I think that is something that you miss that if you don't think about it, or if maybe if you're not part of, you know, if you're not in the business, but the naturalness of his delivery is really something to, you know, I'm totally in awe of, and I always have been. And he's he still is a hard hitting journalist. I saw him do it earlier this week. Lisa was interviewing someone, and Steve got a, you know, he they got the question in. He turns off his mic. He goes, I got him. So he's never phoned it in. And I think about, you know, that's the 99% Steve, right? That's the everyday Steve. But then these 1% moments, like when Bob Collins, you know, when we lost him in 2000 and Steve hosted that night. I'm sure he probably had pulled in a full day already, but I didn't work here full time at the time. I was on weekends, so I was at home listening, and he was the person that comforted us all, I guess, in this really time of great sorrow and shock when Bob Collins died. And there were other hosts on the air. Of course, Spike was hosting that day. But I remember Steve's handling of that situation with just tremendous grace and the ability to carry on. And so that's one of those 1% things that you think about. And really, I think it was in the Edmund Fitzgerald book that we read, you know, the great captains, you know, they all pretty much 99% of the time it's smooth sailing. It's what happens in the 1%. So that's one of the 1% I was thinking of.
Yeah. You know, I use the word cadence in describing the way he delivers the news, and you made me think about it again because he doesn't sound announcery.
Right.
He sounds like your friend with some confidence and authority telling you about what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're right. That's easier said than done. And Steve has done it so well here. But you know what? It's a lot of work. And he's got a lot of life left, so he's going to live it on the other side of the radio speaker. And salute to him, and thanks to him.